Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Were you as frustrated as I was yesterday watching this anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, anti-America, however you want to label it, protests that were going on in across the country in Chicago, New York, San Francisco? The Golden Gate Bridge thing really drove me crazy. 5 and 6 hours they blocked traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. This was coordinated. And, of course, it looks as though nobody really knew anything that this was going to happen. It had to have been coordinated. I'm curious whether or not we had any actionable intelligence on any of what was happening yesterday. If not, we should be asking ourselves why not, one would think. But I kind of just sat there and I was wondering, how long does it take to back up a skid truck on the Golden Gate Bridge from the Sausalito side and yank these vehicles off the bridge like lickety-split? And why are we sitting there coddling these fools that are creating these disruptive forces in every major city? In Chicago, they were blocking the access road to the airport. People were jumping out of automobiles and having to walk blocks on end in order to get to the terminal building so that they could catch their flight, flipping the protesters off as they were dragging their luggage behind them. How do we let this small group of individuals take control of the main travel portion of so many arterial roads in the biggest cities in this country and let it go on for hours on end? It's kind of mind-boggling to me. I've never understood why we are so complacent in our response to this disruptive criminal behavior that's exhibited by these individuals. And you give them an inch, they're going to take a foot. You give them a foot, they're going to take a yard. And here we are. This is going to happen again. I certainly hope that the response is going to be different. I certainly hope that maybe they do like NYPD did. Go in there and clear the bridge, start yanking everybody that they can get their hands on, putting them in the paddy wagon and taking them to jail. And hopefully, but I doubt it, that they proactively prosecute each and every one of these individuals. Because unless and until you do that, this will continue. It'll get more and more intrusive. God forbid, it's going to get more violent. And instead of nipping this in the bud right now and letting everybody know that we are not going to sit back and tolerate this culture of non-compliance, no way, no how, it's not going to happen in our city. It will continue. I dare say it's going to happen on that bridge in San Francisco yet again, the Golden Gate Bridge, yet again. The disruption, they said the traffic was backed up for a dozen miles and totally disrupted one of the major thoroughfares there moving across San Francisco Bay. One has to wonder, how many times does this have to occur before we figure out a protocol, a policy, a procedure as to how we're going to address that situation? If they want to put themselves at risk and handcuff themselves to steering wheels and the like, it shouldn't stop us from backing up a skid truck and just grabbing that vehicle, throwing it up there, and just start taking them out one at a time. You clear one lane, get traffic moving. Meanwhile, you're dealing with the other lanes. And those individuals that decide to sit on that bridge, handcuff them, throw them in a paddy wagon, get them the hell out of there. It's on national TV for everybody to see. Then and only then will we put an end to this craziness that's going on and what people think that they can get away with in this country. Not to mention they're sitting there saying how much they hate America. So maybe if we engage in what we are legally authorized to do, they might hate it even more. We'll be right back.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.